In honor of Father's Day, we have this story from Ed Zimmerman, a lawyer in New York, about the music that brought him closer to his father, Sam.
My father was obsessed with opera. Above and beyond everything, opera and classical music to a slightly lesser extent, and books. He was a voracious, tireless reader, and I could also see that opera had this healing effect on him. And my father drove a cab and delivered pizza and sold galoshes out of the back of his station wagon, but mostly what I remember when I call him to mind, which is actually frequent, is my father working in the boiler room of our basement, listening to George Jelinek on a little transistor radio, addressing and stamping envelopes for a home improvements company in Brooklyn.
Hello, this is George Jelinek. In the spring of 1912, the three most celebrated and most expensive male operatic stars, Enrico Caruso, Tita Ruffo, and Fyodor Shalyapin, were part of the same ensemble. They made a brief.
He was just sticking labels on, writing labels for direct mailing, and I guess they thought that having them handwritten would make them have a higher open rate. And it's interesting that I've actually worked with companies that spend a lot of time thinking about open rates on direct mail over email. And the opera, I think, made that stuff bearable.
The lyric voice we hear is already colored with the dramatic qualities that would dominate it in later years. Here is the voice of Enrico Caruso in his 29th year.
Caruso was someone he worshipped, and he had this autographed picture of Caruso. It's one of two family heirlooms, only two, that he gave to me, that he had, and he didn't have stuff of great financial value. With Caruso, my father felt that there were people who had a bigger voice, there were people who had a purer voice, there were people who had a bigger range, there were people who had more presence, but no one had a combination of two or three or four of those things that could come close to Caruso. There were some things that he gave me in terms of a tool set to dissect literature or dissect music. That same tool set happens to be extraordinarily helpful as a lawyer when you're looking at the written word or listening to the spoken word. When I went to become a summer associate at Lowenstein Sandler, my current law firm, I wanted to do litigation and I got stuck on a corporate project early on. My first corporate project was to look at a paragraph and to think about what they were trying to do that they weren't saying and what the hidden implications were. And I felt like I was home as soon as I got that project. And it was a real turning point. But I realized that I had never been exposed to business. I had never read the Wall Street Journal. I had never looked at the business section of the New York Times. I had never had any reason to. But the practice of the craft of unbundling the written word or the spoken word, that comes from my father, and it's a gift. I didn't realize it was going to be a gift in later life, and he had no idea he was training me, but it's a gift I'm trying to give to my children, and maybe they'll thank me for it later, and maybe they won't.
Oh,
when he was dying of cancer in the hospital, we talked for hours about music. Maybe we needed a vocabulary as a young adult son talking to his father, who wasn't a very emotion-filled guy, except in music. And I think I needed the escape as well, because I won't forget having to authorize my father's DNR, do not resuscitate, order. I won't forget my father asking me how long he had to live. And so moving from that to talking about why Maria Callas was overrated, I talk about Callas all day long.
Ed Zimmerman of New York City talking about his father, Sam Zimmerman. Our story was produced by Studio 360's Julie Burstein. Is there some cultural moment you shared with your father? A book, a comic strip, a game, a movie, or even with your mom? We want to hear those stories, so write to us at studio360.org.